You're listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice, and I'm Jennifer Robbins Riley, your host today. I am so excited to have our first-time Virginia author and friend Kimberly Ely in the studio. I've been waiting for this day to talk to her about her new book called Tickers, What Makes People Tick and Pursue a Career That They Love. Welcome, Kim. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Jennifer. I am so excited to be here.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to start out reading a quote that's in the beginning of your book because okay. I just think this is, it's good. Follow your passion and it will lead you to your purpose. And that's by Oprah Winfrey. Now, most of us have heard this quote many times.
Yes.
But I think we all could really benefit from looking at this from a different perspective.
Oh.
And in your book, I think we get a different perspective. The book, again, is Tickers, What Makes People Tick and Pursue a Career That They Love. I want to ask you, Kim, what does it mean to tick?
I'm so glad that you asked that. What it means to tick, it works on several levels. The first thing is I really wanted to talk to people who are passionate about what they do. And, of course, you're familiar with the expression, you know, what makes you tick.
Exactly.
So I started by Googling what makes you tick. I found a few horrifying images of ticks on the internet. Was very sad that I did that. Immediately started Googling what makes people tick, passion, that kind of thing. And what ultimately makes someone tick or is a ticker is someone who follows their heart. And the tick of the heartbeat also goes along with that, too. Ticker can be slang for your heart.
I think that's a really neat analogy because I read that in the book and I was like, wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah,
I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that's where the whole idea of what it means to tick came from.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I like that. What makes somebody a ticker?
Great question. That was the whole thing I wanted to pursue, and that was what got me started on this journey. I was in the midst of layoffs at work. I was fortunate enough not to get laid off, but most of my employees did. And I'm the kind of person, I absolutely love the people in my life. So I was really bummed. So I'm like, what makes someone a ticker? What inspires someone to kind of go against the grain of a lot of popular advice and find a safe career and make a whole bunch of money and, you know, that kind of thing and say, you know, to heck with it. I'm going to follow my heart. I don't care if it pays a lot of money. I'm just going to take a leap and do it. And so that's what a ticker is. Somebody who maybe bucks tradition and listens to their heart and says, you know what? I love cats and I'm going to own a cat circus and doggone it. I don't care if people think I'm crazy.
I think that's great because a lot of people are kind of, you know, maybe scared to follow their dreams. They don't feel like they don't know what direction they don't know what direction to take. And, you know, it can get kind of scary. So I think that's great that you wrote a book about this because I think it, you know, it can encourage people to really follow their dreams and become a ticker. So how can I become a ticker? If I want to become a ticker, what do I need to do?
Oh, absolutely. So first, I would recommend reading my book. But seriously, I would recommend looking at what are the things that make you really excited or passionate. You can also think of it as the children's game, hotter or colder, where there's an object in the room and you say, you're getting hotter or you're getting colder.
Right.
Same thing in your life. How do your emotions lead you? When you do something, it can even be something mundane, and I'm going to out myself, and I'm really embarrassed to say this, but I love filling out forms. It's so weird.
Really?
Nobody likes filling
gosh.
Out forms, right?
What kind of forms? That's
any
I've never
forms.
Heard anybody say that.
I know, right? I'm really embarrassed. But
that's
here's
okay.
My deep dark secret, Jennifer.
Everybody has their thing. That's
right?
Okay.
So, I love online forms. I love filling out forms at the doctor's office. I love interview forms.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's really interesting, Kim.
I don't know how to make that into a passion, but you never know. I could have a second career as a form filler outer.
Yeah, definitely.
But I use that example as take something that maybe nobody else really likes to do or something that makes you happy and pursue that. How can I use that? How can I apply
right.
what really excites me or makes me tick, and bring that gift to the world.
Wow, I like that. Because, you know, if I like maybe shopping, I could,
yeah.
I could, you know, start shopping for somebody, like grocery shopping or what have you, clothes
exactly.
shopping. So it's just really trying to think of what you really enjoy doing
yes.
and making it a reality or a job for yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I really like the concept behind your book and the fact that you traveled across the U.S. to interview people about their passions and what makes them tick. I'm just curious about this. What did you learn about yourself through the process of writing Tickers that really surprised you? Was there something that you learned
yes,
in the process?
Yes, there was.
Okay.
It was amazing. I started this wanting to find out information yeah. from other people that I could use for my own life, to be perfectly honest. I thought, I want to find out what makes me tick. And I did discover what makes me tick through this process. I love interviewing people. I love talking to people and
That's
finding
great.
Out their stories. Everybody has a story. Even somebody who you might think, and this sounds awful, is the most boring person. If you dig beneath the surface, there's a story there. There's something really interesting. And so I've become so much more aware of that now, having interviewed the 10 individuals and one couple that I interviewed. There's a lot to be learned. And people are fascinating. People, you could just be standing behind someone at Starbucks, and they may have climbed Mount Everest or, you know, met the Pope or done something amazing that you never would have guessed before. So I truly found my calling. I love writing. I love interviewing people. I love finding stories.
I think that's really fabulous. And I can't agree with you more. I love interviewing people too.
Yes.
Because you're right. Everybody does have a unique story. And I think if you don't ask,
exactly.
how are you going to know? Right? So
exactly.
I think that's great. Was there a common thread that you found with your subjects that stood out?
Most definitely. Everybody had a little bit of a rebellious streak, because at least someone in their lives at least once said, "Why are you doing this?" It was interesting from the gentleman I interviewed. He teaches CMMI, which, to be honest, no offense to CMMI people, really boring. And he dresses up like one of the members of KISS and plays really loud rock and roll and teaches in this incredible style. He had people who were like, "You're nuts. Nobody's going to take you seriously." The lady who runs a traveling cat circus, she had lots of people be like, "Okay, good luck with that. You're going to be on a traveling bus with 30-some cats."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, how did it go for the guy that dresses up like KISS?
Fantastic.
I mean, did he get a good response?
Oh, he got an excellent response. He had been
really?
Teaching for years for corporations and had been doing a great job. And this is another common thread. A lot of times people would find themselves facing adversity. He ended up facing potential layoffs. And he's like, "You know what? I do such a good job of this for my corporation. Why don't I do it for myself?" And so a number of people, like, for instance, I think the housing crash and everything that happened in 2008, 2009, that was a common thread with several people. They were like, "Well, now I had to start over. And I got to reinvent myself." And so it's so amazing how people can take what seems like a real stumbling block or a roadblock in your life and just make it into this incredible positive. You take a right turn and it's right towards your North Star. It's awesome.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, because
yeah.
a lot of people get laid off. It happens to everyone. I mean, once, at least once or twice in their career, I mean, they get laid off. So I think this is really good advice for people.
Oh, good.
You know, they need to become a ticker.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
You're listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice, and our guest today is Kimberly Ely in the studio. I've been waiting for this day to talk to her about her new book called Tickers, What Makes People Tick and Pursue a Career That They Love. Could you maybe read one of your favorite interviews or part of it for our readers?
Oh, absolutely.
You must have like one or two, or
absolutely.
Just maybe like an excerpt from one of your creative interviews from traveling across the U.S.
Oh, thank you. Yes. My first person whom I interviewed, and he is a friend of mine, is Bill, the gentleman who teaches CMMI, and he does dress up as members of the band Kiss.
Okay.
So I'll read to y'all a little bit from this. Flying monkeys with shiny black capes whizzed past my head as the booming chords of Back in Black shook the seats. A tall, striking bald man strode past wearing a Kiss t-shirt and a blazer, flashing a dazzling smile. Immediately, the participants became engaged with the music, almost dancing in their chairs, turning their heads and anticipating what was to come. Why aren't more presentations like this? Why isn't work like this?
I like that. Read another one for us.
Oh, absolutely.
I like that. That's great. The Catwoman sounded interesting.
Yes. Let me go to Miss Samantha Martin. When my husband and I were on our 2-week vacation in 2014, right before we came back to work to find our coworkers were being laid off, we were driving to Seattle. Our friend Will texted us and said, "There's a cat circus coming to Seattle. Would you like to go?" Being cat lovers ourselves and always up for something fun, we were like, hell yes. And that's how we were introduced to the Acrocats. We were totally charmed with the show. Will had brought some fresh catnip from his garden with him. And when one of the performers, Jax, left the stage, she made a beeline right for Will. In fact, she sat in the stand with us until after the show. We loved it. Samantha Martin, the animal trainer, announced to the audience, "You know the meaning of humility when you worked with trained cats." Everyone laughed knowingly. The audience, like Jerry and me, knew from our experiences with cats what Samantha was saying. We had spent years saying, "Max, get off the table," only to have Max the cat back on the table shortly afterwards. So we wondered how Samantha and her fellow trainers were going to get the cats to jump through hoops, literally. You may wonder what happens at a cat circus. Normal domesticated cats are trained to do a number of tricks. For the Acrocat show, the cats will walk from one perch or jump from one perch to another, climb up and pull down a flag from a flagpole, and walk across a tightrope.
It's just awesome. Would love to see an animal circus, especially with cats. I think that would be extremely amusing. Because I was watching TV the other night and one of those animal channels.
Oh, yes.
And they had a show on about cats.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing how smart cats are.
It is. And it's funny because dogs are people pleasers, as you
right.
may know.
Exactly.
Cats, it takes a special personality. Not every cat is going to be a cat circus performer. And Samantha told me there's some duds.
I think that's amazing that she's doing that.
Oh, it's incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So those were great. Do you have one more you want to read, or is that good?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have time for one more.
Oh, okay. Okay. I had so much fun talking with everyone. One of the most interesting people I met is a gentleman named Don Aslett. And I met him. He's in a little town, Pocatello, Idaho. And he runs the Museum of Clean. And he started his own cleaning service when he was in college, and now he has the world's largest collection of antique vacuum cleaners.
Oh.
I mean, who would have thought to collect vacuum cleaners? But he was really interesting.
That does sound, I mean, I like to be neat and clean, but wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
who would have thought that would be such a thing? He's hilarious. I'll read a little bit of what he wrote. I told him, "Thank you so much for talking with me today. I appreciate it." He said, "You're writing a book. You know what it's like. It takes a lot of time. If you pick the right subject and somebody wants it, they still sell. People come after it, but the market is so flooded. If you're a Sarah Palin or an O'Reilly or somebody, you have built-in sales. I know a guy who wrote a book on flagging. You know those cars that flag behind other cars? What a stupid book. But the guy sold 20,000 of them. And at $15 to $20 a book, he made $400,000. It's a book you would think would only sell one or two, but he found his niche in that market and he capitalized on it. He wrote a book that sold so many." He was hilarious.
Okay. So it sounds like your travels were very fun.
Yes.
That's great. Do you have any suggestions or advice for our listeners today on how they can become a ticker?
Oh, absolutely. So first, and this is hard to do.
Okay, I'm listening.
get completely quiet.
Okay.
And listen to that inner voice. What do you love to do? What can you think of that you did most recently that you were like, wow, this is awesome? And maybe it wasn't recently. Maybe it was years ago you loved to figure skate and you haven't done it. Think about picking that back up again. Feel what that feels like to have that excited feeling about, oh, this is so awesome. And you get so involved in something that the time just goes by and all of a sudden it's dinner time and you haven't eaten and you don't care. And explore that. What can you do with that? What would be fun to do with that today? Find your inner ticker by rechanneling that with that spirit or that spark of what makes you tick.
Okay.
And see where it takes you.
So get quiet. Okay, so that's the main thing.
Yes.
So just kind of get quiet and think about what really excites you and makes you happy.
Exactly. Because we have so much bombarding us these days, you know? We hear messages everywhere we go, but the message you want to hear is from your heart. And you're not going to hear it if you have everything else in your life blaring messages at you. Because you want to follow what's right for you, not for everybody else.
That's great advice.
Thank
you. To find your inner voice and to find your ticker. What makes your heart passionate, really? Where can folks find your book and information about you, Kim?
My book is on Amazon. If you look it up under tickers, it will want to autocorrect you to tickets. Don't let it do that. Enter tickers into Amazon. Also, I have a website. It's kiwipub.com, and that's kwepub.com. And I have a writing and publishing company that actually grew out of tickers. So I'm a ticker myself.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
And what's your website?
Yeah, it's www.kwepub.com.
Excellent. This is a question I always like to ask when we have guests in the studio. Do you plan to create a book on tape? Are you open to that? Is that something you might do?
Yes, most definitely. I actually, with all the people I interviewed, I recorded them on a digital recorder. So I'm lucky enough to have all the original interviews from everyone. And so I'd love to do an audiobook of it. I think that would be so much fun.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So are you going to write a second book?
Yes.
got the bug now.
I've got the bug. And I want to write this time about people who do what they're passionate about on their off hours. So people who work during the day and then on the evenings or off hours or weekends, they go off and play and do what they're really passionate about. And I've already come up with a title. I'm going to call it Tickers 2, The Tickening.
I love it. That's great. Well, I have really enjoyed having you in today.
Thank you.
I know we were trying to get this all set up and we finally made it work.
Yay!
And I'm so, so happy that Kim, that you were able to make it to the studio today. I just want to say to everybody out there listening, thank you so much for listening to The Writer's Voice on Virginia Voice. My name is Jennifer Robbins Riley, and I'm your host today for The Writer's Voice. Until next time, go out and become a ticker.
Yay!
Is that right?
Yes.
Great. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and have a great day.